Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Beis. The Gemara says in the bottom of Tzadi Beis Med Aleph that the Goyim have 30 mitzvahs, that they were mekabel on themselves, and they're only mekayim 3 of them. Which are the 3 that are mekayim? One of them is Ein Koysim Ksuba L'Scharim. One is Ein Sheiklin Basra Mesim Makulin, and the last is Mechabdan Es HaTorah. These are the 3 things that Lamaisa the Goyim are Mekayim. Another 27, they're not Mekayim. Rashi says, we don't know what this list of 30 mitzvahs is. So what does it mean that they're not Sheikl Basra Mesim Makulin? So Rashi has 2 Perushim. Rashi has in first Pshad Basra Mes Shal Adam. And Makulin, Be'idla She'in Oichlan Oysa B'Faresa Kolkach. You know, they might eat human flesh, but they don't eat mefarhesia. That's the first part in Rashi. And yishamati b'sara meis basar behema shemesa meyatzma. Basar meis refers to a behema that died on its own. So Rashi here has 2 pshatim, whether it means a person that died or a behema that died. So I'm the diktuk of Lashon HaKodesh, a behema is always called Lashon Nekeva. So that really should be basar hamesa. That's kind of why Rashi himself explained that it's Basar Hamais, means a person that died. We did find this earlier, and the Flamed Heim Beis, Gemara says that Dam Hamais is Machshir, not Machshir. Rashi says it's referring to a Behema, and the Rishonim says it's referring to Adam. So also over there, and again in Diktuk, it would mean Adam, but Rashi is Nidchak to explain that it refers to a Behema. And also by us, that's the Pshat Rashi brings Zama Nishamati, and referring to Bisar HaMesa, a behema that died. Akoponim et Mavur here, in this second Mahalach in Rashi, that it's also for Goyim to eat a behema shemesa meila. The Maritzchias, earlier on in Daf Tzadi Aleph, about the Taisan, Daf Tzadi Aleph, which Acharonim learned Kipshutai, it's Mavur and Taisan that it's also for a Goy to eat a behema shemesa. That they dafka ben Nechira Talia Nosa. That's the Pashup Shad and Taisus. The Maritzchias there brings from that our Rashi also holds this way. Our Rashi holds that Bsar Shemes is Osir. Bsar Shemes are the Hainu Behemoth that dies. And it's only mutter for a guy to eat it when it's Menachira, when a guy himself killed the Behemoth. We could be mefakfek on the Rai of the Maritzchias. Even if this Malach and Rashi that is referring to Behemoth Shemesa, but these are the mitzvahs that the Goyim are makabel on themselves. It says there were 30 mitzvahs the Goyim are makabel on themselves. So the Vada are talking to much more than the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Just like that they're mechabed et satayra. The Vada, that's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It's some chumrah. The Goyim are makabel on themselves. And Hagat Toiv, they're makabel on themselves. So also this Indian of Behema Shemesa Meileo, that they're makabel on themselves. So it's true they're makabel not to eat Behema Shemesa, but that doesn't mean that that's Asher Mikra Adin. As one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So I don't know what the Maritzchias means. What would that be a riot of Taisus? Taisus is talking about there and things which are Asher Meker Adin. I found in the Yad Yehuda, Tzimud Laman Gimel, of Katan Beis, he says that this Isra of Behemesh HaMesa Me'atma, it's only to sell it Begolui. Makulin. They sold it in the Shuk. They made a big, in the marketplace, they made a big Asek out of selling this. That was the problem. That they're Makbe not to do. But stam for a goy to eat Psar Shemesa, there's no problem at all. There's no problem in the eating. The problem is in the selling Bifarhetzia. That's the problem. It could be Medam Elamaisa, to what the Gemara says, that Ein Koysim Ksuba L'Zachar. Rashi says that even though the goyim are a choshud on Mishkav Zachar, but they don't do it Begolui. They don't do it Begolui, that they make a Ksuba for it. That was the Ikartain of causing Ksuba L'Zachar, who had in with the Indian of Tzaramez Makulin. Just there, Chagav, the Gemara here is before that, that's one of the key of the Goyim is these 3 mitzvahs that they're still Mekayim. And one of them is in causing Ksuba L'Zachar, and Raz Rashi says, they don't do it before Hesha, the Golui. They don't make a marriage out of it. Chachmona Litzlan, what we've gotten to in Ardor. Yeah. Another point here is the Gemara's mistapik about an oif. What happens to an oif that has a kaf? Or a behemoth that does not have a kaf? Do we go basr da alma? Or do we go basr di day? most behemoths have a kaf. And if, even if one particular one does not, there's no Isser Gedan Hashem. Or do a bus shredi day, and the mice, this behemoth does not have a kaf. And the opposite by an oif, isn't that the min oif is potter? Does not have the Isser Gedan Hashem? Or we've done in each particular oif, if it has a kaf or does not have a kaf. So it's something in the Gemara, Nibay Dolev Shita, what that then is, do you go bus shredi day or bus shredi ham? So Rishayim have a question here, which has many, many applications in Kol HaTorah Kula. Is that the Gemara brings down this suffix by us. Is this a klal everywhere that any time that we don't know what the din of the Torah is to go Basra Di Dei or Basra Di Alma, that's totally the suffix of our Gemara? Or no? Most cases it's pshitatas. Either to go with one of the tzadim, as we will see. And dafk over here, there's a suffix. So again, is our Gemara binyanav to everywhere? You always go, that's, we always do not know to go with Didei or Di'alma. Or it's a specific question over here, but normally we know whether we go with Didei or Di'alma. It says, very big nafkaminos, legabe a lefty. When the Torah says things that are totally in Yamin, does that mean Yamin Didei, his stronger hand? Therefore for a lefty, it means his left hand. Or does it mean Di'alma, by most people, Their right hand is their stronger hand. So the Torah says Yamin, it means your right hand. It does not matter whether you personally are a righty or a lefty. The big nafkamina for this is legabe chalitza. We don't find the furish in the Gemara. What do you do when the yavam is a lefty? You're supposed to do chalitza from the regal Yamin. What happens if the yavam is a lefty? Do we do it from his left foot? Or do we do it from his right foot? So now it's going to be totally here in this Shaila. The Ramban, the first item of the Ramban is that our Gemara applies everywhere. Everywhere we are unsure whether to go Basra Di Dei or Basra Di Alma. So the fact that it would come out that a lefty should do Chalita with both of his feet. So my answer was the din that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Evan HaEzer, Simin Kuf Samechtes, Sif Chaf Hei. Mechaber brings down Ikar Shita the Mechaber. It's do Chalita with both feet. Because we're mesubik, do we go Basra Di Dei or Basra Di Alma? Ramban also, however, brings another opinion that always we go Basra Di Dei. We learn that from tefillin, just like a lefty puts his tefillin on his right arm, because it's totally in his yad keha, his weaker arm. So we the lefty does not go the same din as the righty. He has his own din, because that's Basra Di Dei. So everywhere we learn out that everywhere else also we learn out from tefillin that you go Basra Di Dei. So why over here is there a tzar to go Basra Di Alma? Why do we not go Basra Di Dei? Says the Ramban, because the Geran Rosh is caused the Maaseh Shehaya, which was by Yaakov Avinu. And there it was a min that had a Geran Rosh. So therefore we would learn out from there that it applies to any min that has a Geran Rosh. Adam or Behema, but we totally mean him like the Maisa Shahaya. And a Behema that particularly does not have Gira Nosha is irrelevant, because the Maisa Shahaya of the Gira Nosha was in a min that had. And therefore an Oif never will have, and a Behema always will have. And it's irrelevant whether this particular Oif or this particular Behema has a kaf or does not have a kaf. That's the second thought of the Ramban, that every case we go Basra Di Dei. If you that's odd, a lefty does chalitza in his left with his left foot. Oh, the third opinion is the opinion of the smag that the Beis Yosef brings down in Simen in Evan Ezer Simen Kuf Samech Talad that la'olam we go basar di alma, and therefore a lefty does chalitza with his right foot. That's because we have a liafusa of regal mimetzera. That's how we know that chalitza is done with your right foot. And by mitzvah, it's a kviyas makom in the person. Before in the Mishnah is in the goyim that putting the dam on the mitzvah, it has to be specifically on his right foot. If he does not have a right foot, he only has a left foot, you don't put the dam at all. He's just stuck. He can't become tar. Even though lemaisa, about his left foot is his stronger foot. It's his only foot. By there, it's a kviyas makom in his guf. So too, why then we learn out chalitza from mitzayra, that it's a kviyas makom in the guf. Do you need the right foot? It's irrelevant whether the person is a righty or a lefty. That is the opinion of this mag. So again, we have one side that this is chakir exists everywhere. The Ramban is mitzadeh, they know the alma we go basher di day, and the smag holds the mice that alma we go basher di alma. Learn out from mitzayir that we go basher di alma and not basher di day. It's actually, surprisingly, a fourth opinion in the Rishonim about a lefty. What the din of a lefty is. She said, l'chayir, the lefty should be telling the shayla of our Gemara, or no, there's mokum nechalik, the dafka go with yamin di day, or with yamin di alma. However, the opinion of Rashi in Bechiris, and daf memhei yamin beis, says there that a lefty, in itzer yad, is pasol avoida. Rashi explains the reason that he's pasol is because he does not have a yad yamin. Avoida needs to be done by yamin, and a lefty is, if someone is an itzer yad, he doesn't have a yamin. His right hand is not his stronger hand. So that's not called his yamin. And his left hand is, it's his stronger hand, but it's his left hand. So neither of them is called yamin. Because neither of them have the din of yamin, so therefore he's pasul for avoda. The Ramban in Yevamos and Afkuf Dalet brings out this opinion of Rashi. The Ramban says that it comes out of Rashi, that as someone who's a lefty, cannot do chalitza. You can't do it either, both your right foot or your left foot will not be good. Because there's no regal yamin. So he's stuck. If the only yavam is a lefty according to the Ramban, then, according to Das Rashi, then the yavama cannot give, is usher. There's no way to be matir here. With chalitza. The Mechaber in Hilchos Chalitza and Eben Ezra Simin Kuf Samechtes, Siv Chafei, brings down the shita. He first brings down the shita. You do both feet. Then he brings down the shita that the shita of Rashi and the Ramban, that you cannot do chalitza bechlal. The Ramo ever says that the minig is kusfar rishayna, to do chalitza from both of the feet, and then to be matcher the yavama. The Chassam Sofer in our sugi has an interesting question in Rashi. Chassam Sofer asks that, lefi Rashi, how does someone who's a shulet b'shtei yodav, ambidextrous, which hand is he going to put tefillin on? Bishlam is someone who's a lefty, even though he doesn't have the mile of yamin, the gabi kachim, as Rashi says. But he could still put on tefillin. Tefillin is, there doesn't seem to be a yamin. Tefillin, the drosh that you put tefillin on your left hand or your weaker hand, it's either cause uksharta muchsavtam, that makshira biyamin, maksiva biyamin, avkshira biyamin, that you have to tie your tefillin with the hand that you write with. Therefore, if you write with your right hand, so you tie tefillin on your left hand, or the other makar in the Gemara in Menachos, that tefillin is on your left hand, it's from Yad Ka, the pasuk writes it with a chaf hey, so the Gemara dashes into Yad Keha, your weaker hand. So therefore, you put tefillin on your weaker hand. So a lefty who writes with his left hand, and his right hand is his weaker hand, so he puts tefillin on his right hand. That's clear. But someone who's shelet b'shtei yadav, someone who's ambidextrous, asks the Chassam Sofer, he has no weaker hand. So what's going to be called his yad keyah? He has no yad keyah, and he also has no yad yamin. Because Rashi holds that if your yamin is not your stronger hand, then you have no yad yamin. That's the Chassam Sofer's question on Rashi. However, we can be asked this question of the Chassam Sofer. I'll be the Hezbollah of the Avni Nezer in the Ikar Yavart of Rashi. Why does Rashi hold that a lefty doesn't have a yamin? The lefty's left hand should be his yamin. Yamin either has to mean the right side of the guf, and then also a lefty has a right hand, or yamin means your stronger hand, and then it's his left hand. What's Rashi and Rashi that neither of them is called yamin? What's the definition of yamin? Says Avni Nezer, Lelem Rashi agrees that yamin means a stronger hand. In Cain, why does a lefty not have a yamin according to Rashi? Says Avni Nezer that the stronger side is supposed to be the right side. If the strength of the right side is in the left side, so the koyach is shaloyvim koymai. The koyach shaloyvim koymai doesn't have the mile of yamin. The mile of the yamin, the koyach of the yamin, is only when it's only when it's on the right side. It's the way that a proper guf, according to Rashi, is that the strength is on the right side. So when the strength is on the right side, that then it's really, then has the chashivas of being the stronger side. But when the stronger side went over to the left, calling on that it's shalevim kaimai, so it's that does not give it the ma'ala of yamin. The ma'ala of yamin is when the stronger side is on the right side, where the way that a person is supposed to be. Now the Nezer brings this sheet of Rashi numerous places, and also in Dinei Treifas, Daf Mem Zayin, other places, that the opinion of Rashi is that any time that it's chalif, that the things are switched, so neither that it loses that ma'ala. And it's chalif the two oiros of the veshet. So it's both of them are called commanded less adami, because anything which is shalayim koymai is not the real deal. It's not the real mekoy. So the koyach of yamin went over to the smile. That's not the yamin. It's just stomped something wrong. This person doesn't have the mile of yamin. Doesn't have the koyach of yamin. The koyach of yamin is only when it's on the right side. It's Avinezer in Yerideas in Elam Beis of Katan Ches. That's how he explains the opinion of Rashi. Rashi never spoke about Shelit B'Shtei Yadav. Rashi only spoke about when it's Cholif, when the Koyach of Yamin is in the smoil. So now I say that the Koyach is Shelit B'Koymai. Koyach is Shelit B'Koymai, so then it's not called the Yamin. Masha'in Kain, a person that's Shelit B'Shtei Yadav, his Koyach of Yamin is in his Yamin. He also has a strong left hand. He has extra Koyach. But I don't see any problem in his Kuf. I don't see that the Koyach left his Yamin. So therefore, it's not cholif. The koyach of yamin is in yamin. Amela, avad his right hand is called his yamin. And avad he puts tefillin on his left hand. And for kol dinim shabbat Torah, avad he's called a righty. And he could do chalitz in his right hand. For everything he's called a righty. And he has his yamin in his right side. So just to summarize quickly, we saw four shitas here in what the din is by a lefty. What's called his yamin? The opinion of, the first opinion the Ramban brings, that that's totally the topic of the Gemara. Do you go Basar Didei or Basar Di Alma? The second opinion is that the Ramban says by us is that really La'olam we go Basar Didei because we learn out of Tefillin. And here it's different because the Maisa was Ba'adam, so maybe you go Basar Di Alma. The other extreme is the opinion of the Smag, that we always go Basar Di Alma because we learn out of Mitzayra. And here there's a tzad to go Basar Didei. And the fourth opinion is that of Rashi in Bechiris and the Ramban in Yevamis, is that a lefty does not have the Yad Yamin Bechlal. Now come to another point. It's the statement of Rabbi Ishia. This statement is mentioned a few times in the Masechta, and it has a lot to speak about on this topic. It relates to many sugyas. We'll try to focus on what's Megeya to us. Gemara by us brings a brisa that has a machlekes or main Rabbi Yehuda whether gid and chaylev are noyig by a shlil or they're not noyig by a shlil. Shlil, which is the payment that was the mother was shechted and you took the uber out from the mother after the shechit of the mother. And the fear of Meir, gid and chaylev are noyig, and the fear of Yehuda they're not noyig. And then Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Ishiya said that it's a machlekes l'shitasam. That Rabbi Meir holds that shechitas ima is not matir, so meila the gid and the chaylev are aser. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shechitas ima is matir, and therefore the gid and the chaylev are mutter. So now, there are two ways to explain this memra of Rabbi Ishiya. And as we'll see soon, the Rishayim already, before these two drachim, Machalikas Rishayim, how to explain the memra. The first way, is the more simple way, is to explain, is that Rabbi Ishiya is saying a toilada, that Lefi Rav Meir, the shechit of the mother, is not matir the Vlad. So then the Vlad doesn't get any heter from the shechit of the mother. So the Vlad is like a regular behema. A regular behema, they get in the chel of harasser. Mashain Cain, Rabbi Yehuda said the shechit of the mother is matir it. So the shechit of the mother is matir the Vlad. And how do we know that, what's the makar? The shechit of the mother is matir the Vlad. Kol be behema teichelu. Look before in parak behema maksha. We're not a pasuk kol be behema teichelu. So here the Torah is matir, anything inside of the mother, including the Vlad. When you find a Vlad inside the mother, so it's matir. That pasuk that's matir is mashma anything. So just like the behema itself is mutter, the uber that's found in the mother is mutter. Also, it's chelev and gid are also mutter. Because of the pasuk of kol behema teichelu. So meaning it's a toilada. If because there's a heter on the Vlad, So maybe the Vlad is mutter, and therefore also everything else that's in the Vlad is mutter. Because there's a blanket heter of kol bevei matoichil. That's one way to explain this statement of Rabbi Yishiyah. A second way to explain is that Rabbi Yishiyah is not saying a siba, a toilata. He's not saying that it's a cause, because the behemah is mutter, that also it's chelav and gerah mutter. But Rabbi Yishiyah is saying a simin. That really, l'ilam the heter of the chelav and the gerah is not a blanket heter of kol behemah toichil who's mutter everything. No. Kol behemah toichil is really only mutter eating the vlad itself, the buster of the vlad. It's not a blanket heter to allow everything to go. What's the aside of the heter of the chelav and the gerah? Because the behema is not fully formed, it's not yet called a behema, it's not yet called a chai, so therefore its chelev and gid are not called chelev and gid. It's true that it looks like chelev and it tastes like chelev, but it's not chelev. Chelev is only something which is part of a behema which is living. A behema which is not yet, does not yet have its own life. It's only living agav its mother as an uber yerech imai. So its chelev is mutter. Or if you want behind nusach, that the chelev that's on the kerev is aser, and the kloyus is aser. The chelev that's on the yerech is mutter. The chelev of the mother is aser, because the chelev is in the right, is the type of chelev of the Torah aser. But the uber doesn't have a life. All it is looked at as being a yerech of the mother. So a chelev that's on the yerech of the mother is mutter, and also the gid. The gid is only when it's in the right place. Here the gid is not on the kaf of the mother. It's on the kaf of the yerech of the mother. And that doesn't have any aser. So that's another way to explain the heter bechlal of the chelav and gid, not that it's a blanket heter of kol bebehema toichelu that allows me to eat everything in the upper. Rather, it's the heter is because it's the iser of chelav and gid is only on something which is considered a bal chay, a shor v'chesed v'eiz, but something which is a yerach imay does not have the iser chelav and gid. If that would be the case, then why is it totally in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Even Rav Meir should agree to such a thing. Even Rav Meir should agree that the chelev and the gid are mutter because Pasha, the uber, doesn't have its own life. It's only living agav the mother. And that the answer is that lefi Rav Meir, the uber is considered independent from the mother. It's considered kilu, it lives on its own. Hey, we're talking about the machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim is about a ben tes chai. A ben tes is something that has the ability to live on its own. Once the vlad gets to the ninth month, if you take it out, then the vlad can live. If you take the vlad out before the ninth month, the vlad cannot live. In the ninth month, then the vlad can already live on its own. So I no longer look at the vlad as being a yerech imoy. It's independent. It happens to be that it's in the mother for a few more weeks. It could be in the mother for a few more weeks. But Rav Meir holds that because it already can live on its own, therefore, I no longer look at it as being yerech imoy. So there are two behemoths here. There's a mother and a child. But the child is considered an independent behemoth. Memela, the chelev and the gid are aser because they're chelev and the gid of a behema. And this is the site of the machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether the shechit of the mother is matir. Rav Meir that holds that we look at the vlad already as being independent, even though it's still attached to the mother, did not yet come out, it's not yet born, but because it could live on its own, so we look at it as being independent. So therefore, Rav Meir holds that the shechit of the mother is not matir it. And also, Rav Meir holds that the chelev and the gid are aser. Habah Atalia. The side of the sheet of Rav Meir is that it's independent. It's no longer yerech imay. So it can't get the sheet of the mother. The side of the sheet of the mother is matched to the uber. Before the Mishain and Perak Vema Maksha, the side is called legabe, the sheet of the mother, we say uber yerech imay. Even though it could be that for other dinim in the Torah, there's a man that holds uber lav yerech imay. But here the Torah is mechadesh that legabe shechita that the vlad can get a heter. I'm able to look at the vlad being yerech imay. Says Rav Meir, it's only before it becomes a bentes. But once it's a bentes, so now it's no longer a yerech imay. It no longer needs the mother. So therefore, it's independent. So A, it doesn't get the shechita of the mother, and B, it has an isra chelev and gid, because it's already looked at as being independent and disconnected from the mother. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. Mashenkin Rav Yehuda was not that way. Rav Yehuda holds to the shechita of the mother is matrit. Why is the shechita of the mother matirit? Right, for the shechita of the mother to be matirit, I need to say uber yerech imay. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even by a ben tes, uber yerech imay. I'm able to look at it that kozman that is attached to the mother. So I look at it as a chilek of the mother. Even on a ben tes, I can say uber yerech imay according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mimela, Rabbi Yehuda holds that also the chalev and the gitter are mutter. It's not an independent being. It's still part of the mother. So there's no Isra chalev and gitter. There's no Isra chalev and gitter. And the chalev of a yarech and the gitter of a yarech. Like we said earlier. So again, those are the two ways we said, two ways to explain here the statement of Rabbi Ishia, and really this is two ways to explain the yisoid of the heter of the chalev and the gid. The first way we want to explain was that it's a siba, it's a toilada. Because the shechita of the mother is matir the vlad. So just like the vlad is mutter, because kol b'behematei chelu, so also the chalev and the gid are mutter, because you have a blank check, kol b'behematei chelu. That's one way to understand the statement of Rabbi Ishia, in why Rabbi Yehuda's matir the chelev and the gid. And that tells us the yisoid heter of the chelev and the gid is because the pasuk of kol b'behematei chelu. Other way to explain the heter is that the yisoid heter of the chelev and the gid is because it's not considered a behema. It's not considered a chai. And that's totally in the machlekes from Meir Rabbi in Londis, in the Sivas Advarim. The shirish of the machlekes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda is, as a ben test, considered yerech imay or not considered yerech imay. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is considered a yerech imay, so therefore it's not an independent bal chai, and therefore it does not have an isser chelev and gid. So these are two ways to explain it. And now we'll show that this is a machlekes rishayna. So where do we see this? In Rashi earlier, Perek Beim HaMakshan, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Mar there also brings the statement of Rabbi Ishia. Halach Rav Meir l'shitasei, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei. So Rashi says, what's the pshat? Rashi says, Rav Meir mashvila behema le'inyan shchita. Just like Rav Meir holds it's a behema le'inyan shchita, so it's also considered a behema le'inyan chela v'git. So before in Rashi, that the side of the machlekes, it's like the second side that we said. Is it a behema or not a behema? That's the l'shitasam l'gabe shchita. And the mail comes out of machlekes, the gabi, the heter, the chelev, and the gid. If it's a behema, then it's chelev and gid is aser. And if it's not considered a behema, then the chelev and the gid are mutter. And that's clear from Rashi. Also, before like this in the Piskei Rid, earlier in Perek Beim HaMakshe, Piskei Rid explains that the heter, the chelev, and the gid, in this lashon, Habayrei tirei b'shchitas imoy, v'yasoy ke'echad me'evari ha-behemer, v'hitir gam chelev v'gidoy. That the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, made it like Echad Meivari Behema, and he's also Matir the Chelev and the Gid. Shmash the Heter the Chelev and the Gid because it's Echad Meivari Behema. Another place in the Findalit he says the following: Dagulin in Achila also is like Echad Meivari Behema. The Nitar Bishchitas Imay Hu Vechelboy. That it's Lagabi Achila. It's considered like a Chelik of the Behema, and therefore it's Nitar Bishchitas Imay, and also it's Chelev is Mutter. Before in the rin, and the heter of the chelev is because it's ke'echad me'evarei ha'im. That's the opinion of Rashi and the rin. But the other Rishonim that argue on this, where do we see this? The Mishnah there and the Ayin Dalet is mavur that even though the chelev and the gid of a shlil are mutter, but the dam is aser. You can't eat the dam of the shlil. Why can't you not eat the dam of the shlil? So Rashi says there, le'gara midam ha'evarim. The dam of the shlil is no worse than dam ha'ivar. That's the explanation why the dam is aser. What's the shot in Rashi? Because the chelev and the gid, there's a specific place where they are, and they're only aser when they're in that place. The chelev has to be on the kerev and the kloyus, and the gid is on the kaf ha'yerech. So the chelev and the gid of the shlil are all in the wrong place. Therefore, it's mutter. But the dam, Rashi says, who cares where the dam is? It's true, it's not ikr chayis of the behema. It's only the yerech of the behema. But also the dam of the yerech of the behema is aser. Dam oivarim is aser. It's Rashi l'shitasa that the heter of the chelev and the gid is because it's not an independent behema. But by the dam, it does not need to be an independent behema. It's dam which is connected to the behema. So maybe the dam is aser. That's the opinion of Rashi. However, the Ran and the Ritva there ask the question, why is the dam aser? And they say, kol v'behema te'echelu is only matir, things which are midi de'achila, things which are eaten. Mashayim kein dam, which is a liquid, you drink it, so that's the pasuk was not mashma. Before that they held b'yisoid, that the heter that of chelev and gid should apply equally to dam. Just as there's a custom that it says only by things that you eat, not things that you drink. If the heter would be, of the chelev and the gid, would be, like Rashi says that it's not a behema, it's not independent behema, so it's dam like then there's no reason to argue on Rashi. It's about a legar midam ha'ivar. Elamites mashon, they held, like the first side that we said, that the pasuk is a matter of everything. It gives you a blank check. Not because it's not a behemah male, it's not called chaylev again. But the pasuk is a matter of anything inside the uber. The basar, the chaylev, the gid, the dam, anything you want is a matter inside the uber. So why is the dam really usur? The dam is usur is because the pasuk is mashma that this blank check, that you can even eat whatever you want, was only said for midi di achila and not midi di shtia. So this chakira that we said in Rabbi Ishia is a machlekes between Rashi, mitzad echor, and the Ritva and the Ran, mitzad sheni. And I come to a related point that's again many places in this parak of Giran Osha, is when is the Isser Giran Osha chal in a behemah? Behemah that's growing in its mother's womb. At what point is the Isser Giran Osha chal? So, just to mention the places that this is negates to our sugya, to daf peites and mebeis, daf kuf mebeis, and daf kuf gimel med aleph. The four places in this perek where the Rishonim discuss this topic. Before getting to this question at hand about the gid, to take a step back and talk about the Isser Chalev, and from there we'll learn about the gid. The Rishonim ask a big steer in Rav Yechanan about when the Isser Chalev is chal. Beside Echad, Rabbi Yechanan says on Daf Ayin Hey, that a person that sticks his hand into a behemah muberes and he pulls out the chaylev from the uber and he eats it, he's chayev. So before there, Rabbi Yechanan, that Isser chaylev is chal even before the behemah is born. That's what we see mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, Rabbi Yechanan by us in Perek Giran Osha at the end of the Perek, and Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan says there that when a behemah is born, the Isser Eiver Menachai and Isser chaylev or chal bebas achas. So either deals with the question of iser chal al iser. That bebas achas, they can be chal. So Bechanan, there's mavur, that the iser evam and achai and iser chalev are both chal when the behemah is born. Mavur clearly, that iser chalev is only chal when the behemah is born. How does that work with the Bechanan said, that daf ayin hey, that person sticks his hand in and pulls out the chalev, that the chalev is aser. So there are two drachim in the Rishonim, and they had to answer this question. Taisus, on the end of the parak, and Daf Kuv Gimel Amar Aleph, Tevir Maschel, the Isser, Taisus says that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, when you stick your hand in and you pull out the chaylev is Aser, says Taisus the Chiddush, that's only when the chaylev comes out of the behemah. When the chaylev comes out, l'avira oilam. We need avira de chaylev, as Taisus refers to it. That even though we don't need the vlad to be born for the Isser chaylev, we need that the chaylev itself comes out of the mother and the vlat. So Isser Chalev is only chal once you pull it out. But as long as the Chalev is part of the behemah, there is no Isser Chalev. That is the Teretz of Tesis. This Teretz needs explanation. What does the Chalev get from being out to the Avira Oila? Bishlama about the behemah. You can hear that the behemah is not called the behemah until it's born. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish. And therefore its Chalev is mutter. According to Reish Lakish there in Daf Ayin Hey, one pulls his hand into the behemah, to the mother, and pulls out the chalev of the uber, the chalev is mutter, because the chalev is the chalev of the vlad, and the vlad is not yet born. But Rabbi Yechanan says that we don't need the vlad to be born in order to have an Isser chalev. Why do we need the chalev to come out to the avira oilam? So the heart of the pshat in Taisus is, like I mentioned before, that the reason the chalev is mutter before the vlad is born is because of the svar of uber yerech imay. I don't look at the chalev as being the chalev of a behemah, of a balchai. It's the chalev of the yerech. That type of chalev the Torah did not answer. As long as the behemah, kol's man, the behemah is not born, so the chalev is not yet a chalev of a balchai. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it depends when that is. As long as the vlad is b'mei imay, and it could get a heter of shchita. I did a shechit to the mother, and when you shech the mother, we'll say about the vlad, or b'yerech imoy. So the vlad is shaykh to a mahalich of or b'yerech imoy. So b'meila, it's not yet chad yisra of chelev, because the vlad is shaykh to the parasha of or b'yerech imoy. But shengi, when the chel comes out to the avira oilam, so the vlad itself might get a heter of the shechit to the mother. But this chelev that came out to the avira oilam, that was disconnected from the mother, no longer can be looked at as being a yerech imoy. So then it's chal v'yitzer. That's the heart of the pshat in Taisus. Kuponim, that's the first malach in the Rishonim to answer this question, is that of Taisus, that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that the chelev needs avir ha'olam, and that the Rebbeinu said there that it's usher it's only when you pull out the chelev. That's the opinion of Zaitz, and therefore the Israel of chelev is takachal when the name is born, when the vlad is born, only then is it chal the Israel of chelev. The Ramban by us, and the Tzadi Beis and Beis, and the Rashi at the beginning of the Perek, say in different terrors. They say that a vlad of the Israel of chelev is shayach right now, when the vlad is b'meyima. You don't need avira, the chelev to go out to the avira oilam. And according to them, not only if a person pulls out the chelev, is it asur according to Rabbi Yochanan, but even if a person would stick his mouth into the uber, b'meyima, and eat the chelev there, it could also be asur, because the chelev is called chelev. Rabbi Yochanan says at the end of the perek that isur chelev is only how when the name is born. Says the Ramban, a yesoid in ein isur chal al isur. The Mar there is really dealing with the klal of ein isur chal al isur. Says the Ramban that as long as something can get a heter, then legabe isur chal al isur, we don't look like it was chal. Avada, the isur is there. Bishur shadvarim, the isur is there. But legabe ein isur chal al isur, we only look at the isur being chal befoyal when you reach the point of no return, when it will for sure say it's being usher. As long as there is a way to make it to be matter it, ayidei the shechita, so then we don't say isur chalal isur. The Ramban brings a riot to this from the man de Omar that behema bechayeh lav leivar meimedes, that the isur of eiver minachai is not chal mechayim. Says Ramban, why is it not chal mechayim? What's lacking? Why should it not be chal? I explain to Ramban, because the isur can get a heter de shechita. So therefore, the isur is not chal mechayim. Mele says Ramban that everyone agrees by us that even though the chelev b'shirish is usur right now, if you eat the chelev in the current state, it will be usur. But because it can come with a heter, so therefore we say ein isur chal. Therefore, we say that gabi isur chal al isur. Isur is chal right now. Just to bring out this point more, Rabbi Chanan in Kavitz Ares asks, it's mavur l'gemar in Bechiris and Avavim and Beis, that minat Savara, it will be usher to drink the milk from a cow. Why would it be usher? Because the behema is usher with the isur of Eiver Menachai. And the milk that comes out would be usher with Hayyotim minat Tomei. If the behemoth itself is usher, then also the milk is usher. That's what we need a pasuk to tell us, that it's mutter to drink milk. That's before in the sugya and bechayr sandavav. Ask Rabbi Chanan, why do Hari Vimizman Amar, that behemoth bechayya lavle varmir medis? There's no isra evir menachai right now. So why should the milk be usher? Says Rabbi Chanan, it means that the isra is in chal befoyal. But avada, besher shadvarim, there's an isra evir menachai right now. If you cut off the Aver, there'll be an Isra Aver Menachai. So the Gabi the Din of Yaitim and Atome Tome, it's enough that B'Yishev Shadvarim, the Behemoth's Aser, therefore male things that come out of it should also be Aser. And there it says, it's further Ramban by us. Ramban says that it's a Tzvar Legabi, Ein Isra Chalal Isra, that it's only when it will for sure stay Aser. But Avada B'Yishev is Aser, and therefore, if a person goes and eats it right now, he's Aver and Isra. Akoponim, it's before in the Gemara there on Dafkov Gimel, that Isra Chelev is only Chal when it comes out Lavira Oila. So the Chayr of the Isra Git should be the same thing. We see in the Gemara by us and Avtari Beis that Isra Git and Chelev are Tali HaBaha, and according to Rav Meir, both of them are Asr and Ishlil, and according to Rav Yudah, both of them are Mutter and Ishlil. So the Chayr of the Isra Chelev and Isra Git go hand in hand. However, in the beginning of the Perek, the first Amar of Avpei Tetzim and Beis, before in the Gemara, that Itzer Gid is Chal as soon as the behemoth is formed. B'me'imai. Marath originally held that Itzer Mukdoshim and Itzer Gid are Chal b'bas achas, b'me'imai. And then the Gemara said no, that the Gid is only formed later on. Tay says it's Basar and then it turns into a Gid. So Itzer Gid is Chal a few days after the Vlad exists, b'me'imai. But it's clear in the Gemara that Itzer Gid is already applicable when the Vlad is b'me'imai. So we see that Gid is different than Chelev. What is Pshat? Why should Gid be different than Chelev? So really there are two parts to this question. Number one is in the member of Rav Eishe by us. Rav Eishe says in the Furish that Isser Gid is not Chal until it's born. Rav Eishe says that the Shlul is Mutter. And yet the Gemara there in Daf Peites says that the Gid is Aser right away. That's question number one. And question number two is not even about a Shlul, but about the Vlad itself. A normal Vlad that the mother was not Shechted when it was in utero. But rather the Vlad was born, like a regular case. When is it Chal Isser Chalev and Gid? And Marin Daf Kuv Gimel it's mavur that the Isser Chalev is only Chal when it comes out Lavira Ilam. And the Gemara in Daf Peites is mavur that the Isser Gid is Chal when the Umar is B'mei Imoy. So those are the two questions. So Tesis and Daf Peites answers each one independently. Tesis says, Tesis Divya Maschel, B'vlad is Kachim. Tesis says that from the Gemara of Rav Eishia, Tesis says it's not Shver. Because Rav Eishia is talking about when you shechted the mother. When you shech the mother and you find the Uber inside, then Rav Eishia says that the Chalev and the Gid are Mutter. Because they got a heter with the Shechita of the mother. Mashain came when the mother was not shechted and the Vlad was born, so it could be that Isser Gid is Chal earlier. But Tesis says, but it's still Shver from the Gemara in Daf Kuv Gimel. The Gemara in Daf Kuv Gimel is talking about a behemoth that's born regularly. And yet it's before that Isser Chalev is only Chal when it's born. So why is Gid Chal earlier? So answers Tesis, that by Chalev it says, Kol Chalev Shor Vachesev Vaez Vaisei Chalu. Chalev, we need it to be a behemoth. We need it to be a Shor or a Kesev or an Ez. So the behemoth calls man that it's not born. It's not yet called a behemoth. It's called an uber. But it's not yet called a behemoth. And therefore, it's chalev is mutter. Hashem can gid. Again, you never find the lashon of behemoth. The Torah says, al kein l'yoychul b'nei Yisrael askir anosha. The Gemara here, therefore, we have to explain why by oif, there's no isr gid anosha, nor it says because it doesn't have a kaf. And maybe an oif that has a kaf, it will be usher. And as we mentioned earlier in the shiurim, the Rishonim say that Isser Gid Anosha is Noig Be'odom, even though he's not a Behema. Isser Gid Anosha is Noig by anything. You don't need Dafka a Shem Behema. So the Mela, the Svar of the Gemara was to say that as soon as the Gid is formed, then it should be Yosher. That's a very Gishmak, it's Svar of Tesis at the end of the Perek. So what comes out is that as soon as the Vlad is Noitzer Behema and it has a Gid Anosha, the Gid is Yosher. The Chalev will only come when it's born. But the Gid Anosha happens right now. But if you shech the mother, then the Gid gets a heter, according to Tesis. What's pshat? Hooray, if the Gid was already usher, and we don't need a behema for the Isser Gid, so how could it get a heter and you shech the mother? So this is totally in the Hakir we spoke about earlier. What's the pshat in Rabbi Ishiya? Why does Rabbi Ishiya say that Lafi Rabbi Yehuda, that the shechit of the mother is matir, so also the Chalev and the Gid are mutter? We mentioned two drachim. One derech was to say that it's a simen, that if the Vlad gets a heter, then we look at it like Uber Yerechimai, so that Meila, there's no Chalev and Gid right now, because Chalev and Gid need to be on a behema, and this Vlad is not a behema yet. That's one way we said it. Another way we said that is a Tailada. That really call the behema to Chalev is matter everything. It's a blank check. Just when you get the heter of Kol Behema Techelu to allow you to eat the Vlad, then it also allows you to eat the Chalev and the Gid of the Vlad. Vashengin Lafir of Meir, that there's no heter on the Vlad Bechlal, so there's also heter on the Chalev and the Gid. So this far of Taisel, Chayr is Tully. Taisel Maisa holds that Isser Gid is Chal, even the Meimai. And yet, when you shech the mother and there's a Gid inside, you can eat the Gid of the Vlad. I was already Usher. If the pshat is that it's not yet called a behema, so here, l'kapi gid, I look at it as being a behema already. So how am I allowed to eat the gid when the mother is shechted? So Chermucha Tesis holds that the heter of the chalev and the gid of the shlil is a teilada. That as long as you're batter the behema, the vlad, so everything inside is a mutter. Even something which was already usser, the gid was already usser, yet it can get a heter, I did the shechting of the mother, which is matir the vlad, then we activate the din of kol behema techelu, and this includes also the chalev and the gid. That's our mavur in this thesis, in the copy the din of the gid. Very gishmak. However, just to mention that's one thesis. The Taz is an omen later, and that Tadi Amad Aleph, Divri Maskal Hochab Hibba Vakeres, Taz there says that a Libid Emes, the Itzer of Gid is only Chal when the Behema is born. Just like the Gemara says at the end of the parak about Chalev, the Itzer is only applicable once the Behema is born, Gabi Itzer Chal Itzer. So Taz says, Lemaisa Begir and Oshia, it's the same thing. Even though the Gemara originally held not that way, and Daf Pei Testament days, but at Libid Emes, we hold that the Itzer of Gid is only Chal when the Vlad is born. We now come to another topic, the topic of Shumnoi Shel Gid, which the Gemara mentions here. That not only is the Gid Anoshe itself Aser, but also the Shumon, next to the Gid Anoshe, is also Aser Midrabon. Yesh Lachkor, what's the getter of this Iser? Is the Iser the Shumnoi Shel Gid, because it's related to the Gid Anoshe? That Midaraisa, the Gid Anoshe is Aser. Midrabonon, the Shumon of the Gid Anoshe, which is close to the Gid Anoshe, so we also ask for that. It's Kilo Gid Anoshe Midrabanan. That's one way to say it. Or we could say, the reason that it's Aser Midrabanan, because it's related to Chalev. Chalev Minatayra is Aser, and Shuman is Mutter. So normally Shuman, even though it looks similar to Chalev, we'll see in tomorrow's daf there are differences, but it has a similar look to Chalev, and yet it's Mutter. But this Shuman, they were Machmiran, they were machmer in this Shuman because of the Isser Chalev. It might be the reason they decided to be machmer in it is because it's next to the Gid Anoshe. But Lamai said again that it was Asser was with an Isser Chalev Midrabanan and not with an Isser Gid Anoshe Midrabanan. So we find in the Rishayim rise about this Chakira. Teis in the beginning of the parak and Daf Pei Testament Beis Divrei Maskal Im. Teis asks there in the Gemara. The Gemara proves from the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak that Ein Megidin B'Neisintam. And the Gemara had a stira. And the Mishnah of Tarivov is mavur that when you cook the Gid Anoshe, so it asers things around it, if however much it gives tam. If it gives tam, then it will aser. The Gemara says, we see that yesh begidin in eitzin tam. That was the question of the Gemara. So Tate says, I have an answer. La'ayilam ein begidin in eitzin tam. But there in the Mishnah of Tarivov is talking about you cook the whole yerech. So not only are you cooking the Gid Anoshe, you're also cooking the Shuman Shel Gid Anoshe. So even though the Gid Anoshe itself doesn't give tam, but the Shuman Shel Gid Anoshe will give tam. And therefore, the reason that all the meat around it is Aser is because of the Shuman of the Gid Anoshe. That says, wants to say a teretz to the question of the Gemara. But the Gemara did not say that teretz. So that says, why not? So Teis brings a sheet of the Rivam that even though the Shuman of the Gid Anoshe is Aser, but it's not going to be any more chumer than the Gid Anoshe itself. And if the Gid Anoshe itself does not give tam, so also the Shuman of the Gid Anoshe, even though it actually gives tam, but we won't have the din to aser b'neisin tam. Because lo yechmiru b'shumna shel gid, yoyser mi gid atzmai. We're not going to be more machmer by the Shuman of the Gid Anoshe than the Gid Anoshe itself. That's a svar of the Rifa. That svar about only makes sense if the iser of the shamna shel gid is because of the Gid Anoshe. If it's an Isser Gid Anoshe D'Rabbanon, so it won't be any more chomer than the Gid Anoshe D'Araisa. However, if the Yisayid of the Shamnei Shel Gid is an Isser Chelev D'Rabbanon, then why do we care that it's next to the Gid Anoshe and the Gid Anoshe doesn't give tam? L'maisa, they answer this Midin Chelev, and it gives tam. So Avada, it should answer B'Neisin Tam. That's very clear from that thesis. Another Rai we have in the Rishayinim is the Mordechai in Simin Tov Reish Nun Tes, and the Radvaz in Simin Tov Reish Ayin. They say that the Shuman of the Gid Anoshe is also even by a Chaya. Not only by a Behema, but even by a Chaya. Haray, if the Itzer of Shamnei Shel Gid Anoshe is Midin Chelev, the Chelev of a Chaya is Mutter. So why should the Shamnei Shel Gid be Osir in a Chaya, if it's Midin Chelev? Elamai, they held that it's Midin Gid Anoshe. And Gid Anoshe is also even by a Chaya, like we see in the beginning of the Perek. Mission in the beginning of the Perek. And Meila also, the Shamnei Shel Gid, is also in a Chaya. And it's very geschmack, because Maisa the Mordechai also brings some in Tafresh Ayin Hei, brings the shame the Ri, the Sfar of the Rivam, because Shamnei Shel Gid is Drabonon, Lechmiru Bo Yezer Mi Begid. It's clear that he holds that it's Midin Gid Anoshe, and therefore it applies both by a Chaya, and mitzat sheni, it doesn't give tam. It doesn't aser b'neis in tam, even though it actually does give tam. Also, mavura in this way in the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Tezvav, Mecholos Asuris, says it's certainly true from the Rabbanon, we don't need Shishim. It's enough with 59 of Heter. Can I get the Yetzer? Even though it's not exactly Shishim. But the Rambam is bothered that the din is that Shamnei Shalgid does need Shishim. Why is Shamnei Shalgid, even though it's a Drabonon, why is it different than other Yisroom Drabonon, which is enough with 59? Answers the Rambam that because the Giranosh itself is a Beria, so it's more Chamur, so also Yechmiro B'Shamnei say that it should need Shishim. So it's clear in the Rambam that the Yisroom of Shamnei Shalgid is Midin Giranosh. So it seems clear from many Rishonim that it's Midin Giranosha. Why am I even bringing such a Chakira? Because the opinion of the Rashba is not this way. The Rashba in Yevomis, and the Pei Beis Amud Aleph, brings the sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban holds that by Isurim Drabbanon, She'ein Lohem Sheiresh, B'divrei Torah, an entire new Israel that was created in Drabbanon, so there you do not need Shishim. It's enough that you have Roiv Heter, Kineged the Isur, to be Mevatel. Even though it gives time, it doesn't matter. As long as there's Roiv Heter Kineged the Isur, everything is okay. But when the Isur Drabbanon has a Sheirish, Minat Torah, so then you do need Shishim. So it says when the Rashba there brings it to Yisoid, says the Rashba, that Shamnoi Shalgid, Shenesar Mishum Lata Dechelev De'araisa, Inam Yisam Yenam Mishum Vada Yenam, so then you need Shishim. Before in the Rashba, that the Isser of Shamnei Shalgid is Mishum Chelev. Before I'm a Furash in black and white in the Rashba, Yvam Nisaf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. It's interesting that in the Rashba in Teres Abayis, when he brings this down, by his Dalet, Daf Yuzayin and Mibes, the Rashba says that it's Osir, Mishum Lata de Chelev, Oy Lata de Gid. Either Chelev or Gid. He brings up both as a possibility. But in his Chidushim in Yevamis, he just says that as the Rapasha, that the Isser is Mishum Chelev. We have a machlokes here in the Rishonim that Isser Shamnei Shalgid is midin Giranosha, that Tesis b'shem the Rivam, that will not be machmir more than the Giranosha itself, and the Mordechai that says that it applies even to a Chaya, and the Rambam that says that there are more machmir by Shamnei Shalgid because the Gid itself is more chamur. That's mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni is the Rashba that says that the Isser is mishum mechelef. One last point for today, that the machlekes of Yesh Begidim in Eretz and Tam. So we showed you Mirah Marech to explain the machlekes Rav and Ula, that ate whether the Isser of the Torah is on the Gid itself, or on the Knoikonos, Tzitzit of Maschal Ula, the Ramban and the Rashba. Marech to explain all the different aspects of this machlekes. But Toy Chador and the Rashba says that the machlekes is, the machlekes, whether Yesh Begidim in Eretz and Tam or in Begidim in Eretz and Tam, is whether there's actually a tam or not. And then the Rashba says the following line. It's impossible to say that machlokes is about what one can taste. Let them make feila. Give it to a guy to taste it, and then you'll know. Velema. And he'll tell us. It's not proper for the Chacham to argue about such a thing when there's a very simple way to figure it out. Make a taste test. Give it to the goy to taste. That's the Rashi brings up this point. So Rashi therefore explains the machlokes differently. Whether the Torah asserted the Gid Anoshe, which does not have tam, or the Torah asserted the Knoikonos, which do have tam. Akubonim have warned the Rashi that you can learn the machlokes about whether the Gid itself has a tam or not, because that would not be a machlokes chacham. The Plesi in Siman Tam Mechet of Katan Beis brings from this Rashba that the machlokes in Yesh Begidim in Eitzin Tam or in Begidim in Eitzin Tam is that everyone agrees that there's a tam kalush, and the machlokes is, did the Torah answer a tam kalush or not? And at least that's what he says in the Rashba. I don't know where the Plesi saw this in the Rashba. The Rashba says that the machlokes is not whether there's a tam or not, and he didn't say that, he didn't answer that he asked that, why don't we give it to a guy to taste? And the Rashi does not answer that we gave it and it tasted as a small taste, and we argue whether that was called a taste or not. The Rashi didn't have any gray area. There either is a taste or there's no taste. And if it's something that can be detected by taste, then it says Rashi, we should give it to a guy to taste. Elamai the Machlekes is not whether it has a taste or not. Rather, the Machlekes is what did the Torah answer? That's the opinion of the Rashba. And I don't understand how the place he took out of the rash for something else, whether a weak taste is called a taste. Tzarachim. I've got for today. The Gemara does here talk about, at the end of the Amud does talk about, sugas of chilev, but that's really the suga and the topic on Daf Tzadi Gimel, so we'll talk about that tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.